Love Line, coast to coast.
Hey, hey, it's the Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Fax number. Yeah, still not sure what that new fax number is. Well, let's not get mired in that. No, shut up, Anderson. I don't want to hear it. Don't care. Haven't seen a fax in 100 years, and let's just keep it that way. All right, Dr. Drew is a board-certified physician, an addiction medicine specialist. Jennifer Blanc is our guest tonight from Dark Angels. She plays Kendra. Dark Angel, Tuesday nights, 9 o'clock at Fox. It's a tough night to do a show.
You think so?
Yes, because, well, you're a chick, but as a guy, when the Super Bowl is over,
tonight's a tough night. I think Tuesday night was a tough night.
Tonight is this show. I'm sorry,
to be on Love Line, it's a tough night.
Yeah.
Adam comes in here every year. Let me just take this for a second.
Go ahead.
Severely depressed.
Yeah, there's a sort of postpartum depression that women go through when they give birth. When the Super Bowl ends, it's the same feeling.
Every freaking year, we got to have Adam crying crocodile tears.
I don't feel pretty.
Soon,
I don't feel attractive. I feel overweight.
You're bloated.
I feel bloated.
Soon,
I don't feel sexy.
We're about to hear many a story about high school football days.
I think he looks great.
Yeah, no.
I feel...
He's going to tell you about his days in high school football if you don't watch out.
I just feel unattractive. I want to just crawl up inside of a Haagen-Dazs bucket and just eat my depression away.
Jennifer, watch this.
Plus, I lost 500 goddamn bucks today. And I wasn't even going to bet. I wasn't going to bet. But I had this check for 500 bucks I got.
It was here Thursday night. It was sitting there.
Yes, like I got a week ago for doing nothing.
Yeah.
So I thought was an omen. Yeah, I got 500 bucks for going down to the Super Bowl of motocross, which I was planning on doing anyway. So I labeled that 500 bucks as free money.
For somebody else.
And decided to gamble it. But you know, we're going to get into Dark Angel in just 1 second.
That's fine. There's a cough button right here, by the way.
These teaser cards. You know how these teaser cards work? These things are like heroin. I was not going to bet the game, okay? Because I couldn't pick who was going to win. I lose every time I gamble. I was just going to watch the game. I was kind of pulling for the Ravens anyway.
Yeah.
And I was not going to bet the game. But then there's the teaser card. Somebody came up to me and said, I'm playing a teaser card. I said, what is it? He says, well, you got to pick two things, but they give you points. I said, how's that work? He says, okay, the Giants are underdogs by 3 points, right? So yeah. You get the Giants and 6 points.
Cool.
So now you got the Giants and 9 points. And I was sort of thinking the Giants might win anyway.
Yeah.
So now it's the Giants and 9 points, and you can add 6 points to the over-under. The over-under was 33. You see? So now you got the Giants... 9 points on what you think is going to be a low-scoring, very tough-fought defensive struggle, and the over-under goes from 33 to 39.
Yeah.
And you're feeling pretty good, but both those things have to happen. But still, by the time you're done with the first quarter and the score is 7-0, or you go into the half and the score is 10-0, and it doesn't look like there's going to be any points scored, you're feeling pretty good. Then this total explosion in the second half. They went way over the over-under. Even with the 6 points, they're over 39 points. And, of course, the Giants got crushed. Mm. And that's why they call the tease. Let's talk about Dark Angel.
Okay.
tremendously successful.
Yeah.
Drew and I have not seen the show because we're here on Tuesday nights doing God's work.
Yeah, it's been amazing. It's been really successful, and we just won a People's Choice Award, which is really exciting. And
well, that means you're shoo-in for the Oscar.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was very cool, though. And, you know, it's fun. We shoot in Vancouver.
And, I mean, each episode, it's like shooting a movie, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, shot on film, done.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the pilot was like $8 million or something like that.
Yeah, it was actually, I think, like 10 or 11 million dollars. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how it works from a monetary standpoint. I mean, each episode's got to cost what? Do you have any idea? I mean, if the pilot was $10 million, you figure it's $1 million per episode, easily, right?
I would think, yeah, easily, probably more.
Oh,
but I don't know.
God.
Yeah.
All right. So you back here now? Are you wrapped?
No, we're shooting, but I stay here most of the time now, and I just fly back when I need to be there, which is kind of an amazing thing. Jesse has the job of working 17-hour days every day.
I kill myself.
And the rest of us, you know, sometimes 5 days, sometimes a day, sometimes, you know, we have 2 weeks off. So I'm here until I have to be there.
You play Kendra, right?
I play Kendra.
And when do you stop shooting? I mean, is the strike going to get in the way?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the strike will definitely get in the way. I'm hoping it won't, but I think it will.
I'm counting on that strike to really shut down the town so I can get back to my first loves, woodworking, masturbation, and... that mention masturbation? No.
Woodworking.
Oh, woodworking, yeah.
But reminded me that I need to visit your wood shop.
That's right. Right.
My daughter announced today she wants to go with us.
Do you really do woodworking? Or is this a joke?
Oh, yes. Wow. I have a very big wood shop, and Drew is now kissing up to me because he has to build his kids' little pine box derby racers, and he's going to get Uncle Ace to do the job.
Yes, sir.
Tom?
You.
You're 23. What's up?
Yeah, hey, thanks for taking my call. I've got the best of both worlds right now. I'm watching Adam on The Man Show, and I'm talking to you, so got it.
Oh, yes, The Man Show, Super Bowl extravaganza is on today.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking forward
to the edible car, actually.
Oh, don't give too much away.
Okay.
By the way, a couple of commentary by the football players are thanking Lord Jesus Christ. And
a lot of that. Sure.
What did you call that?
I'd like to thank the Lord Jesus Christ for this full-length mink coat and the white chicks we're going to bang later. Thank you.
What was the annoying guy's?
Wow.
What was it? How did you
characterize Drew, don't go off.
Oh, come on.
No, this isn't that Man Show episode that's airing tonight. This was last week or 2 weeks ago. Tom, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, that's okay. All right. Well, my question is kind of I guess you might hear this a lot. I don't know. I've been seeing this girl for about a month, and she's really, I'm just amazed that she's with me and everything like that. But it's funny. When we get into, like, you know, hot and heavy and having sex and everything like that, she always kind of guides me going towards, you know, anal. And this is weird to me because, you know, first off, this is the first girl I've ever been with who I haven't been the one who suggested that. And
sure.
Second off, I'm just not used to a woman actually preferring it.
Well, some women do. That's reality. But I find this a fascinating indictment on the male psyche that if he isn't, like, begging for it, it's weird. You understand?
Well,
I think you should just be psyched.
But
no, I'm psyched.
Here's the deal. He's like begging every other girlfriend and driving her nuts. And this one is like pushing him in that direction. Whoa. And I'm not into that kind of thing. This is kind of weird.
Right. You've offended anal Tom's delicate sensibilities. Ass man Tom.
Isn't that interesting? What does that mean? Help us understand.
Well, listen, I'll tell you what it means. The anus is a forbidden brown fruit that a lot of guys, it's like a banana that went bad, that a lot of guys want to get to. And I think
remember that the show, Jennifer?
A lot.
I'm now remembering this show, and I'm just...
a lot of the reason that a guy wants anal is because the girl doesn't want anal, and there's that incentive.
What does that mean? Does that mean that they're...
Okay, because...
Does that mean they're angry at women?
No,
they don't like women?
I think it means a lot of things. Guys like to pursue. Guys like the hunt, right? But when you have a girlfriend and you already have a sexual relationship, well, then the hunt is over.
Well, so,
but now the hunt is on for the rare anus... what would you call it? Like the rare anus bird that is only seen in certain parts of Africa, but, and it flies away. And so now there's a hunt within something.
Once you've captured that rare entity,
right?
You have to,
the,
like,
rare anus bird.
You have to, like, bore another hole. I mean, what do you hunt next?
Well, see, that's the tough part. You do it, you capture it, but then it gets away, and then the journey and the hunt and the pursuit
continues. Continue to resist.
What's the problem though?
Well, I mean, it's just...
He's freaked out. and my thing is, what is I find it bizarre that men push women in that direction, and then here's someone that prefers it, which some women do, not many, but some, and now Tom will is freaked out.
But it's the reason they do it is a little bit of aggression, a little bit of humiliation, and then the hunt.
Right.
And all of that's gone. I mean, you're not humiliating.
So back to the hunt.
You're not humiliating someone who's begging for something.
Well, I've never actually asked, you know, I've never actually, like, begged and begged and begged. I've always just, like, suggested it, and they've been like, either absolutely no way in God's green earth will I ever do that.
All right, well, the ones that said no way like that, how many times did you ask them?
Oh, usually I ask one time, and then if they say no, then it's like whatever, you know, if they want to bring it up.
All right. Listen, it also makes a guy nervous. He thinks maybe she's been up to this for some time now.
Yeah, the whole I'm not the first one to go there thing. Yeah,
there's that. You get over that. Well, listen, Tom, are you into her?
Oh, totally.
All right. Well, if you're into her, then that's it.
Relax.
That's good enough.
Enjoy.
All right. Thanks.
All right.
I don't know. It just makes all men suspect that they behave like that.
Oh, what is this person's name? I'm not going to say this.
Ganja?
Ganga.
Oh, I thought
Ganga.
It was Ganja.
It's Indian. I know everybody says that, but okay.
What's up there, Ganga? In?
Okay.
What kind of Indian?
You know, like Indian, you know, like East Indian, you know, from India.
India.
Oh, that kind of Indian. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I guess it's not a serious problem, but I consider it kind of because it's starting to really bug me the way I pick up my pimples and I can't stop.
Do you pull your hair or hand wash or do any other kinds of compulsive actions?
I do this thing with my fingers that kind of twitch. I don't know.
All right, so you're kind of compulsive anyway. So there's one side is you're prone to compulsive activities. The other, though, is the question I have is why you don't get your acne treated properly.
Well, it's not so bad, but I think I just make it worse. I sit there and I...
Yeah, but it's bad enough that there's something really to pick and make worse. Why not get that really treated so you're not going after yourself all the time?
Well, how do I do that?
See a dermatologist. There's no reason people shouldn't have acne completely treated these days.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Indians never have bad acne.
Acme?
I was thinking of the old theater I was in.
Roadrunner.
Well, it used to be in the Acme Theater. Yeah. Yeah, you don't see that, do you?
Well, I'm not Indian.
Her dad is, I guess.
Right. No.
It's an Indian name?
It's an Indian name, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right, so no one's Indian. They just named you Indian name.
Yeah, it's like a religion thing.
You're Hindu.
But I just also want to say that, Adam, I really think you're funny. I know everybody says that, but I really, really like
you. No,
listen. I'm so glad I get to talk to you.
It never gets old. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye-bye. So... Get it treated.
Get
stop
it treated.
Picking.
Yeah, and if the picking of various types continues, then you got to look at obsessive compulsive disorder.
Buffy or Duffy?
Oh, hi.
Hey, you're 16, Duffy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a problem. I'm in an all-girls treatment center, and it's locked down. And I'm in Portland, Oregon, and there are a lot of lesbians, and a lot of the staff are lesbians. And I was raised in Utah, and I'm not Mormon. I was excommunicated 2.5 years ago.
How do you know they're lesbians?
Because they tell us.
And the staff tells you they're lesbian, too?
Yeah.
They do?
Yeah.
What makes it come up?
Well, they dye their hair purple. They have really short hair that's purple. And they, wear only earrings on their right ear.
Did you ask them because of that?
No, they just, come out and say it. And they're wearing all this rainbow stuff.
Yeah, right. Well,
rainbow stuff.
Sure, that's the gay flag.
Yeah.
Oh.
The Super Jolly Roger, I call it.
But mostly, Duffy, you just sound...
I see my rainbow hair.
You're in a locked facility. Do you do a bunch of drugs?
What?
Did you do a bunch of drugs?
No.
Why are you in a locked facility?
Because I have... I was SCF, which is Services for Family and Children, and my mom and I got in a big fight, and I'd been in and out of foster homes,
mm-hmm.
and then I got taken to detention, and I refused to go home, and it took a long time to get me placed.
Okay, I'm just wondering, was there a diagnosis they gave you?
Yeah,
the diagnosis?
Oppositional defiance.
Okay.
Ooh. I have dysthymic disorder.
Okay.
And borderline personality traits.
Okay. And
well, that's not much. That's oppositional defiant is just basically troublemaker, right?
Yeah. Well,
antisocial, yeah.
Yeah, I just don't like listening to things sometimes.
Yeah, but Duffy, it also makes all those together makes up often a little bit of paranoia.
Yeah.
And
all right, well, who cares if everyone's a lesbian over there?
Right, well, that's the point. Is it?
Out. There are girls doing stuff in showers, and there are girls telling me that I have a nice butt and stuff.
Well, listen, so what have you been advised to do in response to those actions?
Well, the staff there, they say, well, on a scale of 1 to 5, how open are you to homosexuality?
No. What they say, they don't say.
Wait a minute. Don't they just spin a big homo wheel and ask you to pick a slice of the pie on there?
Duffy, yeah. Duffy, what they say is if somebody is offensive to you or violating boundaries, to come to the staff, right?
Not really. They're telling me that I need to be more open to people.
Well, that's of course the case. But I think if you feel violated and you feel like you're being aggressed against, I'm sure the staff is encouraging.
Well, listen, Duffy, when are you going
to
get out of there?
June 1st.
All right. So here's what you got to do, Lilo. Try not to, walk in on any showers when anyone's going at it.
And report.
Be careful of those soap beatings they give you. They put the soap in the. pillowcase and they beat you while you're asleep?
Oh, is that right?
No, they don't do that.
Oh, yes, they do.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I've been at that one for a while. I was raised there.
At the lesbian camp?
At the lesbian holding tank that's an internal tank for lesbians. I don't know.
She's going to be more frightened right. now.
But
Duffy, look, you know, you also know oppositional defiant, borderline, that creates a lot of distortion.
Yeah.
Of people in authority, and so I, you know, they wouldn't be running, they wouldn't be working there, they wouldn't have an institution. This stuff is very carefully controlled. It would be extraordinarily rare for someone to be harmed by staff at an institution like that.
Well, I'm not afraid of being harmed by it. I just, it really grosses me out, and I don't know how to like talk to people about it. And girls are going out with other girls there, and they like some of them are my friends, and they sit down, and they're all like, "Oh yeah, well, guess who just asked me out?"
Okay, well, they're your friends.
Well, let me talk to Duffy. I'll give you a little real world talk here, Duffy.
Yes.
Here's the deal: you get into a lot of trouble,
and part no, don't.
Yes, you do. That's why you're oppositional defiant. You
create a lot of trouble.
OD. And the deal is you seem to find trouble even if there isn't any. Okay, you sniff it out. And that's what you're doing now. You're sniffing out trouble. And what you need to do is work on yourself, pass your time quietly, and get the hell out of there in June. Not start trouble, not find trouble. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you need. You don't. You need to not make a ripple in this big tank that you're in.
It doesn't matter what they're doing. It doesn't mean you have
that's
to do it.
Right.
But stay focused
they
on,
do what they do.
On reality. You're going to have a tendency to distort reality.
She's OD and excommunicated from the church at 16, the Mormon church. That's bad times. All right.
Jennifer, you okay?
Tony, you all right? It's overwhelming.
I'm fine.
Are you laughing?
I'm sorry.
She's losing her mind. Right
she
now.
Really is.
It's like one of those
she's
movies
punchy.
Where yeah, those movies where somebody just starts laughing hysterically, yeah. but they're really
yeah. Where they go, okay. you've gone mad. Mad, I tell you. Slap her, would you?
I think a slap might do it.
That's as a doctor, it would be within your right to slap her.
You know,
it?
I'm just going to call for an ambulance.
I'm sorry.
Don't bother. No, I'm going to.
I want them to see this. I want
sorry.
Them to see. This.
Tony,
and call PD. All right,
Tony, you're 19.
Whenever I have sex with my girlfriend, she bleeds a lot when she orgasms.
Only when she orgasms?
Only when she orgasms.
That's weird.
Well, it is
we
weird.
Heard, we heard that one?
Yeah, kind of. You know, the reason I asked the question, in fact, is that we had one about a week ago where they said the same thing. They insisted it was just with orgasm. And there is contraction. The uterus does sort of change its position during orgasm, and maybe that's what gets the blood to expel. But it doesn't necessarily mean anything. As long as she's getting regular pelvic exams and doesn't have any other symptoms, she should be fine.
Where could she get that checked out at?
Does she have a doctor?
Yes, she does.
There, just go back there, get a pelvic exam, okay?
Okay. Can I talk to Adam really quick?
No.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
All right. What's up there, Tony?
Can you play Taboo too, please?
No. I drank all day today.
Oh, that's why you're messed up.
What's Taboo too?
It's the theme. It's a theme song to one of my favorite porn movies.
Okay, put this guy on hold.
All right, hold on, Tony. We're getting rid of you.
So, Adam, I'm in Spokane. I told you the story about speaking till late into the night.
Mm-hmm.
And I drag my butt early in the morning, as usual, back to the airport. And sitting, you know, where people are getting together to get the flight out. And hear my name being called across the waiting area there. And there's Ron Jeremy.
Oh, yeah. Want to take a picture.
He wanted to say hi, show me his stuff, show me on a tour.
Show you his stuff.
He gets around that, Ron Jeremy.
He's come up here, said
sure.
hi to Adam.
Sure. What was he doing over there?
He's doing
sort of prosthetic penis tour. I have his prosthetic penis.
I meant to remind him of that, but I didn't thought it might scare him. And, no, he's doing sort of a tour, a show, a little comedy show he does around.
Fantastic.
Do you really?
He's a bona fide talent. Yeah, I do have his penis.
Really?
He was on the show. Ron Jeremy is a guy who's made more porn movies than anybody.
He was in Taboo 2, right?
Yes, he was one of the stars of Taboo 2. And he had a prosthetic penis. Well, not really prosthetic, but a
rubber.
Porn stars make representations of their genitalia and then sell it at the counter of these porn shops.
Really?
So you could actually get Ron Jeremy's penis, although you could probably get Ron Jeremy's penis anyway, but I could not get it. So I
try as you might.
I can't believe you just said
try
that.
As might. Try as you might.
Well, I'm just saying you're an attractive gal, and if you wanted to receive his penis,
I don't
I'm sure
want
you
to.
Could. Well, not now. You don't.
No, I don't ever.
Have you met the man? He's very charismatic.
He said he'd been on Moral Court or something, and where he was
Moral Court. I think
he was
called.
Arguing against the guy that runs the bunny ranch. You saw this?
I didn't see that. Okay. One of our guests did. That's Amber.
Yes.
You're 19. Yes, you're on with Jennifer Blanc. She plays Kendra on Dark Angel.
Hi.
Hi. All right, here's my problem. I go to the gynecologist. I have some kind of infection down in my vagina. I don't know what it is.
Strike one.
Vagina.
Whatever.
All right.
Vagina.
Vagina. Whatever.
You say vagina.
So anyway...
I have a lot of itching down there and discharge. I got it when I was taking antibiotics a couple of years ago, and it's been continuous.
You have a yeast infection.
Probably.
No. I've gone to the gynecologist. She's checked me out 2 different times and told me there's nothing wrong with me down there.
What did you say you were taking?
Some kind of antibiotic.
They cause yeast infections.
Yeah, but it's easy to detect these things at pelvic exam. Now, did they ever treat you for yeast, though?
No, I took the yeast infection cure that you buy at the store.
Monistat 7, yeah. You might push the doctor to give you something called Diflucan that eradicates yeast for people that have recurrences. And there are other kinds of... It's hard to know what this would be, because they would have checked you for other kinds of vaginitis.
Did you say 2 years?
Yeah, it's been a pretty long time.
Yeah,
it means
it's not yeast. It's not yeast. It's 17 she got this... I wonder what the heck it would be. Some sort of chronic irritation.
Gardnerella.
But Gardnerella, you would think they...
And she can't really do a full inspection on me because I'm a virgin and it hurts really bad.
Huh. Really? You still have that hymen?
Yes, I do.
Really?
Yes. I hate it, though. I want to get rid of it.
Oh, good. Well, must yeah.
It's Ron Jeremy.
Well, quite a nuisance.
Another job for Ron.
And are just his prosthesis.
What about it? Why haven't you had sex?
There's a couple different reasons. One, first of all, because I went blind when I was 15, and I really don't have the social interaction that I used to have.
From what? Did you go blind?
A bad car accident.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I almost died.
Was it a head injury or was it eye
yeah,
injury?
Yeah, it was a head injury. What happened is we were driving in a convertible Jeep. Our driver came to a street that where we had the stop sign, but she didn't see it for a couple different reasons. And she started crossing the street at 25, 30 miles per hour. Out of the corner of her eye, she sees this guy barreling down on us, and he is not stopping. So she tried to hit the gas pedal and go. Didn't quite make it. He hit the back end of sent us into a tailspin. 4 of us flew out. Two of us had minor injuries. 2 of us had major injuries. 1 of us died.
Oh, my God.
It's really awful.
Yeah, it is.
And you were blind from that day on?
Yeah, what happened is I flew into the curb of the sidewalk, and my spine went up into my brain, and it's sitting at my optic nerve.
So you're completely blind?
Yes, I am.
Do you see light?
All I can see is motion. No shadows, no light, just motion.
How do you see motion if there's no light?
I don't know. I can't say. I mean, I may be able to distinguish a little bit of light, but it's nothing I can really notice.
Isn't that wild? That's the way the brain works. It's hard to describe some of these things that you perceive.
So when your eyes are open, it's as if you were in a dark closet or dark room.
Well, no, not really. Interestingly enough, what I'm seeing right now is the majority of black, but intermixed with the black are these tiny little white dots. It's very interesting.
All right. Well,
I know for a long time after the accident, I would see things. I would see things moving. I would see like this big, I guess, rock valley, and I would usually see like a little shape moving throughout it.
Would you sure you didn't do some mushrooms or something?
No, the only thing I've ever done is weed, and not even that much.
Now, do you have any other spine injuries? Are you immobilized in any way?
My right side is paralyzed by 30%, but that's about it. I can move it.
All right. So, well, listen. You have a good excuse for being a virgin.
That's fine. I'll
let you pass.
And for having discharge.
I'll need a note from the doctor. You understand?
You might want to. You might want to talk to your doctor about a medicine called Diflucan, which again can eradicate recurrent yeast pretty easily. So.
All righty.
She's probably on other medication. No. I bet you that's called.
All right, everyone, put your seatbelts on.
Oh, no.
Stay away from those convertibles. All right, we will take ourselves a little break. When we come back, we will speak to John. John is 19, lost virginity, in a threesome.
All right.
Son of a bitch. After this.
Loveline. Loveline. 1-800-LOVE-191. Back in a minute.
Hey, Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Jennifer Blanc is our guest tonight. She plays Kendra from Dark Angel.
And Jennifer, you're not quarantined here. You can actually go out and talk to your friends.
Yeah.
Tuesday nights, 9 o'clock on Fox. Yeah. Jennifer.
She called the people across the window here.
Yeah, she's getting a little spazzy. Okay, it's like it's a visiting time at the woman's prison or something. Wait, you actually used your cell phone to call the next room?
No, I called my mother.
Oh, okay, good. Good. You know, if you like during the next commercial, you guys can visit.
Did you apologize?
No, I was just, like, waving.
She was up here once. Was she not?
No, she called in the last time.
That's right. That's what it was.
And I told her not to tonight because it kind of embarrassed me.
Oh, yeah. And it never goes right. John?
Yeah.
You're 19.
Hey. First, I'd like to say that, Jennifer, you are hot. And you
thank
and Jessica
you.
Alba, oh, my goodness.
Thank you.
Anyway, sorry, I'm very nervous. My problem is I lost my virginity when I was 17 in a threesome, and when I have sex with women now, I can't orgasm unless I'm thinking about having sex with two women.
I see. Yeah, mm-hmm. everything's a big letdown.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
you don't believe it?
I know I believe it. I just don't believe that's the cause.
I don't know, but like.
How did you pull off the virginity losing threesome?
Yeah, but
how'd that work?
Well, we were at a party and we were kind of drinking and doing some substance. And
yeah, you see, there's a lot more here.
Well,
how old were the girls?
They were around my age.
How old are you again?
He was 17.
He was 17.
And there were 9 and 11.
It's kind of already peculiar that...
There were 9 and 11.
That was his first experience. But he's blaming the fact that he can't orgasm with a single person.
Well, last weekend I was in another threesome. And
holy Christ.
Yeah, but
your balls have more mileage on them than mine. And mine are 36 years old. It's horrible. How do you pull these two threesomes off before the age of 20?
I'll introduce you. Now,
your balls? Introduce me to.
But all I get from him is that he's high risk taking, he's into drugs, he's got the kind of screwy friends, and he needs high levels of arousal or to experience anything sexual. So to me, it's a kid that's been over aroused at a young age, either abused or something.
Hey, John.
Yeah.
You cannot have an orgasm now one on one, or you just have to think that and you'll have an orgasm.
One on one, I just like I'll like masturbate, like.
So you can't have an orgasm one on one.
No.
How about the second threesome you had recently?
That was you know, I went normally.
He was fine.
Like when I did the virginity thing.
Is there something so wrong with like fantasizing?
No, but he's not even able to pull that one off.
So he has to do a threesome in order to have a normal.
Yeah.
Oh,
you can't just think about having one.
I have to masturbate when I
think about
one on one.
Yeah, and then where's the girl?
She's down.
Listen, were you physically abused or something growing up?
No.
It strikes me. I don't get the chaos from him, but I get the fact that he needs high levels of arousal in order to be sort of.
Well, he set the bar pretty goddamn high.
If that had happened when he was 11, I'd say okay, but he was 17.
So you want to know what happened before that?
Yeah.
Anything, John?
I just like, you know, physical abuse, like I was.
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, I wasn't like sexually abused.
No, physical abuse.
Yeah.
That's what I'm picking up on, because the sexual abuse would have created all the chaos. The physical abuse means, what physical abuse does is sort of overwhelm the system. It sort of shuts down to normal stimulation, because mm-hmm. you're being abused all the time, so you have to protect yourself against that.
Right.
And it also creates all kinds of funny feelings about intimacy and maybe women if mom was part of one of the perpetrators.
All right. So, John,
Yeah.
You were the victim of physical abuse when you were growing up. That's left some mark on your psyche. And now you're having a little difficulty, and you got to get some therapy, talk to somebody, work this stuff out.
I would bet the other thing that would get him going would be like S&M type stuff.
No, not at all.
All right. But I still would, even though he doesn't like it, I bet that, again, the people that have been physically...
True, I just totally didn't like it. Now, come on. Don't force that.
Listen, if you've talked to these people into that, most of them say they didn't understand that they would like it until they got exposed to it, then all of a sudden they get
fetishized. Well, in that case, we may all like it.
No.
Why not?
This is the story.
I don't think I like it. You never know, though.
No, I know.
Nice. How do you know?
Because we tried it one night, remember?
That's right. Drew put this, you know, that gimp ball in my mouth so I couldn't talk. And then he put his Beastmaster mask on and this studded leather groin.
What's a gimp ball?
I'll show you during the commercial. Zach?
Yeah.
You're 13.
I was just wondering, like, my girlfriend wants to have a sexual relationship.
I see.
And it's just like she pressured me today when we were like going out to the mall.
Yeah.
And it was just like, kind of like, Kate brought me like a condom and all that stuff. And I was
like,
what?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, it's tough. Yeah, it's tough for a guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're 13. You're not ready for that yet, right?
Not really, no.
Okay, but that's fine. That's fine.
That's all right.
His voice is changing.
Plus, that's good. Plus, you're sort of picking up on probably the fact that there's something not right about your girlfriend for pushing like that.
Well, right? Maybe she's... How old is she?
She's like 15.
So, how do you swing that, by the way?
At 13.
And what grade are you in?
I'm in 8th.
And what grade is she in?
She's in like 10th or something.
How do you meet her?
Well, hold on a second.
You don't know what grade she's in?
I mean, no. I mean, I met her like 2 years ago, and we were like at a skating rink.
Oh, hold on a second. I believe the guy, but what 13-year-old in the world doesn't know what grade the girl he's dating is in? Especially if she's a couple years older.
Skater, stoner.
Skater? Yeah, they shouldn't even say skater, just stoner. Sconer, they should call him. You sconer?
Yeah.
How is it you don't know what grade she's in?
Because she's in high school and I'm in junior high and it's just like, whatever.
Do you ever talk? Ever?
Yeah, we talk all the time.
What grade would you imagine she was in?
10th.
Okay.
I see.
It's good, bad.
You'll be going to high school next year, right?
Yeah.
Same high school?
Yeah. Right. High school next year.
I see. You're kind of curious to see if she's going to be there while you're there?
Yeah, she's going to be a senior when I'm a junior, I think. No. She's going to be a senior when I'm a sophomore.
Right.
So that'll be a good
All right, project. All right. Well, listen, you got it a little over your head with this girl.
I know.
She's what you call fast. See what I'm saying? She's got a little different sexual agenda.
That's not really fair. That's not really fair to say that she's fast.
She's fast for him. I mean,
she's fast for him.
She's a couple years older, and she's in a different place.
Yeah, maybe she's going through some things I'm not going to be able to understand.
There you go. Good instinct. You got some good instincts in there. Just follow him, Zach, okay?
All right. Just tell her what you're comfortable with and, you know, and what you're not. I you know, let's say go out on a date. Maybe let her get up your bra. Feel around a little bit. But if you're not comfortable with her, you know, sliding the hand up the skirt, stop right there.
Just grab his
hand. What I would do is I would take the hand, I would put it back over my shoulder. Like when we're at the drive-in. You know what I mean?
Tell him you want a milkshake.
That's right. And I don't buy those lines about going up to watch your submarine races. I know what goes on up there on Makeout Point, which has now been changed to Sodomy Hill. Did you know that Makeout Point was Sodomy Hill now?
It doesn't surprise me.
Yes, times have changed.
Yeah, sure. Oh, boy, have they.
All right, let's talk to Philip.
The implication of milkshake is even different now, I suspect.
Hey. Philip
is 19. What's up?
Oh, just I was just lost my virginity to a girlfriend of mine.
Wow.
Not too long ago.
Nice. Everyone's losing their virginity.
Hey, it's all about the good times, bro.
Yeah, that's right, bro. What's going on?
Well, you know, I've been thinking about it as far as getting, you know, blowjob and such.
Sure.
I cannot
get off. Important for a man to reflect.
Yeah. It's worth it, but it's just getting off has been the problem.
Where can't you get off?
Well, as far is she going down on me? It's like she'll be there for 5 minutes, and, you know, sometimes it'll go down. Sometimes it just won't let go.
It's just one of those things. It's just your preference.
So is this all about her? Is this about orgasming when she's going down on you?
Yes.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Well, when you have sex with her, how's that part?
It's awesome.
And you have no trouble with the orgasm?
It goes on for about 10, 15 minutes, then I start to. It depends, because, you know, if
okay, listen. Hey, Philip?
Yes, sir.
I don't need an orgasmic menu and some sort of time chart so I can find out where your balls were at 10:26 and then when they returned to 10:29. I don't need to. Your balls don't have to punch in. What I'm asking is you were.
Is there a problem?
Is there a problem when you're having intercourse with her about you having the orgasm?
No, not at all.
Okay. Not at
That's
all.
That's it. Oop,
okay.
Oop, stop there.
Fine. But there is during the oral sex.
Mm-hmm.
And that happens to a lot of guys.
Yes.
All right.
Adam despises all those males.
I don't understand
males.
It. It just probably means you're gay, but
why does that happen to a lot of guys?
Oh, wait.
I have no idea.
We can't figure that
out. I
want
to know.
Now, listen, to me, when I find out that a lot of guys can't have an orgasm via the oral sex, it's like when I find out that some guys, like it's like when I look at those people like the thick crust pizza instead of the thin crust. You know what I mean? I don't like those thick crust
people. I'll summarize your feelings. How dare you?
How dare you not have an orgasm? And how dare you like that thick crust pizza? You know, I like a nice thin crust. I fold it in half like a taco pouch, right in the puss. But the point is I don't understand it. And I feel bad for them, although I don't think they feel bad for them.
Well, I wonder if it is either something. It probably is a whole series of different things for guys. It may be just some incompatibility, you know, somebody doesn't know how to stimulate somebody.
Yeah.
A.
Yeah.
B. It means something to them they don't like.
Yeah.
Something. And I think some guys just prefer sex so much that they just are thinking about that.
Yes.
And that's where they're going.
Yeah. And there's a lot of guys, just, it doesn't mean they don't like it.
They just
it just
prefer.
Means it doesn't, it yeah. doesn't completely flip their cookie.
Right.
But I would imagine they don't like it as much as a guy who was able to have an orgasm that way.
Absolutely true.
Yeah. Drew, I know you're a very passionate man.
Very.
And I'm sure you're a fan of the oral play. I know that's what I like. Boobs and blowjobs. That's my motto.
It's a good thing.
Yeah.
And bar mitzvahs.
And bar mitzvahs. It's alliteration. I was trying to get a vanity license plate that said boobs, blowjobs, and bar mitzvahs, but it turned out.
Let's take a break, please. Please.
All right, we're going to take ourselves a break. Yeah, there you go. Jennifer Blanca is here from Dark Angel, and we'll come back with more of your screwball questions after that. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Jennifer Blanc is our guest tonight from Dark Angel. She plays Kendra. Tuesday nights, 9 o'clock on Fox. You also may remember her from the Mommies. Oh, those gals are a riot. Boy, they're funny. Those
you like
two.
That show, huh?
Longevity.
Oh, those two. Boy, they're real cut-ups. Those two, they're these housewives that made their own stand-up routine and then parlayed that into millions of dollars. Doing like a
they
soap
ads. They're actually amazing women.
I've met
they're
them
dynamite
too.
They were nice.
And it was not their sense that
there's nothing funny about them.
They're not like you who declared themselves comedic genius. They were
right.
They were surprised that people were having them do the things they were doing.
They should be shocked.
Shocked.
Beyond surprised.
They were.
I just can't stand it when people like that make a lot of money. That's all.
They didn't claim themselves to be great geniuses.
Nope. I know. They were humble. Kim?
They were very nice. I remember them.
Where did you meet the Mommies?
They were up on this show a couple times.
I wasn't here.
No,
was
you
I?
Were not here.
All right. Well, that's it for them. That's back to
good,
laundry
good
for them. Good. Kim, you're 26.
Yes, I am.
What's up?
I just wanted to start by saying I've listened to you guys for several years, and I think you guys give a lot of good advice. It's wonderful. I think it's great for what you do for the young kids especially.
Thank you.
I wanted to start by just asking, I've been with my husband for several years, and when we first started dating, the sexual relationship was very good, very interesting, and it after probably the first year, I didn't want to have sex anymore, not just with him, but just at all. And we have two children now.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
You mean masturbating, or you just mean the thought of having sex, even in, from a fantasy standpoint, was out of the question?
Just having sex. It's like I'm too busy. I don't have time. He really desires it. He pushes it a lot, and
sure.
I usually
that's why he got
like,
married.
But here's one of the great one of God's big jokes is when women start to shut down for whatever reason, fatigue, mm-hmm. hormonal, depression. Lack of intimacy. Men, of course, start up and pushing. That's the surefire way to end things right there.
Yeah, but everybody does that. I mean, I think it's a natural tendency in a relationship that, forget about sexually, if one partner starts pulling back a little bit, like you do that thing where they go, I can't see you this weekend, maybe next weekend. All of a sudden, you who were Mr. Laidback starts asking questions, putting the pressure on, wanting to know what's going on.
How much more drive could there be than the sexual one? You know what I'm saying?
That's when guys really start going insane too. But I think if a man started pulling away sexually, the woman would start coming on and feeling insecure and doing it too. But anyway,
well, that's the thing. I am insecure because I'm worried that later on down the road, maybe not right now. I mean, he's very understanding, but he does bring it up. It makes me cry because I feel bad that
How often do you give him sex?
Well, my New Year's resolution was to do better. So far this year, it's been like 6 times, you know, once a week, twice a week, maybe.
All right, but Kim, you have to examine what it is that's going on that's causing you to drop off in your terms of your libido like this. Is the relationship okay? Are you in love with him? Is he giving you what you need emotionally?
But communication.
So the relationship is sound. So yes. Then you have to start looking at your sort of emotional state and your biology. Are you on any medication?
No, I'm not.
But
I have had 2 children. Recently.
All right. So it's very often after child people have a dramatic drop-off in their sex drive. Are you still breastfeeding?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So all this tends to decrease libido. You might talk to your doctor. Sometimes going on the birth control pill will help that.
I am on the birth control pill now in conjunction with nursing, but this started before I had children.
All right.
Well, you're the one that brought it up.
Maybe you have. You think you may be depressed?
I don't know.
And depression is the other thing that does this very commonly.
You may be a little depressed.
Do you think so?
I'm going with yeah. I mean, you don't seem to have any chemical problems, yet you don't want to be intimate. You used to want to be, your husband's a great guy. He's not doing anything. Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Because
I worry in the future that it's going to come to that.
Let me tell you something about the vagina. It's got an extra set of ears down there. It hears stuff that even the head doesn't hear sometimes and reacts negatively.
It does.
Radio waves, microwaves, it picks up all kinds
of things. It picks up little subtle vibes. Mm-hmm. Like what I mean is the woman could be going, yeah, he's a decent guy. He's holding this
on. No, he's a great guy. He's great.
We're communicating, but the vagina's going, no, no. No, you don't know what's going on. I get cotton mouth, honey.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, you buy that rap of his. I don't, honey. I know what's going on. You buy all that late nights. You buy all that dedication crap, flowers.
Yeah. Oh, excuse me.
You might be able to buy her with a $5 variety pack of C's, but not me. I'm going to take more than that.
Birth control pills, sometimes this is from the hormonal changes of pregnancy, and it's just giving a little extra estrogen or even progesterone, depending on the women and what their needs are. You can usually find a pill that helps. And so the one you're on may be shutting you down further, so you might talk to your doctor about trying different pills, see if there's one that'll enhance libido.
Well, God bless her with the New Year's resolution. What are you going to do? Quit smoking, lose 10 pounds, let my husband bang the bejesus out of me a little more often than he did in 2000. All right.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Jessica?
Hello?
You're 17?
Yeah, I'm 17, and I have this big problem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 2 weeks ago I started getting morning sickness, and I didn't really think anything about it, but it started getting really bad. And I went to the doctors, and they told me I was pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that I'm still a virgin.
I see.
No one has ever put a penis inside your vagina.
No, like...
Has there been anybody ejaculate near you?
Yeah.
Oh, well, there you go.
But, okay, my thing is,
What's the deal? Was it windy?
Get on your hands or something?
Where were you, in a convertible?
That's what I don't get. It's like, I don't know, I don't have sex for that same reason, because I don't want to get pregnant.
Well, what did you do that may have gotten you pregnant?
Like, me and my boyfriend fool around, but we just don't.
I see, but give us specifically what would have...
Yeah, help us understand. how the semen got to the vagina.
I don't know. I give him, I play with him. That's like the only thing I can imagine.
And it gets on your hands?
On my hands, yes.
Maybe.
But, I mean, and I always have panties on and everything, and that's why I don't understand.
Mm-hmm. You don't, I mean, I don't know. This is still pretty far-fetched.
Yes, it is.
I mean, you sure you're pregnant?
That's my question. Is there any way it could be a mistake?
Yeah, always. A blood test because can be wrong.
I went and... Hello?
Yes, tests can be wrong. You need to go back and get another blood test.
Well, I went and they said, yeah, and I kind of wasn't too sure, so I took one myself, and it came out that I was. I went to Planned Parenthood, and it came out again that I was.
All right, but yet you sure you didn't fall asleep camping with this guy or anything, did you?
Never.
And you give him a little handy?
I don't know. I mean, we've done like dry sex. Is that what they call it?
Well, did he ejaculate? Yeah, he ejaculated.
Let me tell you something about the dry sex. Sometimes just a little dab will do you, yeah, as they say. He could have been moist while you were dry.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hold on a second, Jessica. We got to take a break. I'm thinking if she is praying, she has to keep this one because this is could be the Messiah.
That
is a keeper
to
here.
To see whether there's actually a pregnancy there, she needs
baby
an ultrasound.
Yeah, this is a biblical baby.
Needs an
save this one. All right, we'll take a little break, and then we'll get back with Jessica and just get to the bottom of this dry humping.
Back in a minute.
Line. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Anderson Cooper, I guess he's the host of The Mole, is going to be in here tomorrow night to tell us about that. And then we got some XFL cheerleaders coming in here on Tuesday night. And I think this XFL, the people sort of think it's going to work.
People are looking forward to watching it. You don't watch it?
Yeah, listen, I'll watch anything even resembles football. I wish they would hold. I wish the Pop Warner season ran another couple of weeks. So I'd go down the park and yell at kids.
I just wonder if it's going to somehow violate
football. It's my huggy blanket.
But you know how when somebody does something weird to things that you really hold sacred, they bastardize it in some way. They think, oh no, I can't go there.
But that's when they change the game that you like, love or hold sacred, which is the NFL. This is a separate season at a separate time, and the last NFL game beside the All-Star game was held today.
Do you remember the WFL?
Football's your huggy blanket?
Did you watch
that? Yeah, I feel naked without it. Yeah. Yeah, I remember the Women's Football League. I remember growing up.
It was the World Football League.
Well, I remember when women played football, that little experiment in the 70s. Matter of fact, they dedicated Charlie's Angels episode to that.
Or the arena football. Do you watch arena? That's out there still.
I would watch it, but it's not on.
Yeah.
All right. You all right with that?
I'm just I'm trying to decide if I'm going to watch XFL or not.
Well, you'll see. Yeah. I mean, you'll see if it's worth it.
Yeah.
I'll certainly give it a look. And then Be Real is going to be in here Wednesday nights to tell us how to make bongs out of
I've never seen Be Real without Bobo. I didn't know they existed.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, we'll see. Maybe Bobo will jump in. All right, Jennifer Blanc's our guest tonight. She is Kendra from Dark Angel. Tuesday nights, 9 o'clock on Fox. And here we go back to the salt mine, Jessica.
This was Jessica, who was pregnant but no sex. Remember?
Right.
Okay.
So, Jessica.
Yeah.
You're pregnant. You never had intercourse with your boyfriend, but you do give him a little hand help, right?
Yeah.
Then you do a little dry sex, a little grinding.
Yeah.
And when you're doing this, are you naked?
Well, I always have panties on.
I see.
But I explained this to the doctor, and he said that it's possible.
It is possible.
But my main thing is I don't know how to tell my parents, and I really don't know how to tell him, because I don't think he's... I mean, maybe he'll believe me, but...
Does he listen to the show?
No.
Does he have... Now, when you did this grinding, were his pants on?
Sometimes he will be, or he'll just have boxers.
I see. What, the penis was in or out of the boxers?
I guess it could have been out. We do this often.
Oh,
I see. But you kind of know if that penis is out, don't you?
Yeah, sometimes it will be.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, so sometimes is enough.
He never tried
obviously,
to Mm-hmm. He never tried to put his penis inside the vagina?
No.
Never, okay.
No.
What?
No, I said, like, we've tried once, but it's never... It was a long time ago, and it wouldn't add up to this.
Okay. I see. All right.
What do you mean you tried once?
Like, we've tried, but it's too painful, and
yeah.
I don't think I'm ready for it.
No, you're a little uptight.
Yeah.
That's good. That's fine. All right, so, hey, this sucks, because we talked to people who have been screwing like rabbits for 5 years and haven't gotten pregnant. And now here you go with a little handy and a little grindaroo, and all of a sudden you're pregnant.
And that's why it's like...
Yeah, I would still... Hey, listen, I believe you, and I guess you're going to have to tell other folks around you the same story you told us. But I would still wait and see, because there's something could be up.
Well, I still get an ultrasound so they can prove there's something in the uterus.
Can you get an ultrasound?
Okay.
All right. And call us back after you get the results of that, all right?
Okay.
All right.
And then she's going to have to tell everybody.
Well, if it comes up positive. Sarah?
Yeah, hello.
You're 19.
Yes.
What's up?
This is a question for Dr. Drew.
Mm-hmm.
I have ulcerative colitis, which are, I don't know if you're aware of what it is.
I know what it is. Why don't you describe to everyone else what that is?
I'm sorry?
Why don't you describe to everyone else what that is before I talk about bloody diarrhea?
Yeah, bloody diarrhea, having painful trips to the bathroom, just embarrassing, you know, going out, having to just find a bathroom.
It's in the spectrum of inflammatory bowel disease, and it's like your immune system attacks the colon.
And I have no idea how I got it.
You don't catch it. It's just one of them things. Some people have, some people don't.
Okay.
Were you sharing a penis?
No. No, it's not. It's not a penis transmitted disorder.
I see.
But my question Obsession. Is, I was wondering if I could have anal sex if it wouldn't rupture my colon. My boyfriend and I kind of been trying, but I'm actually afraid it's gonna.
You may have to have your colon taken out anyway, right? They talked to you about that?
No. It's been about a year since I've had it. They just gave me some pills, sulfasalazine.
Is your
sulfasalazine?
I'm sorry.
Sulfasalazine.
Oh, I don't know how to.
And when it's controlled, it.
It just,
I mean, look, you have inflammation in the colon. You have, you know, there can be anal pathology. You stir things up down there. You are asking for trouble.
Not worth it.
I mean, you really are.
Plus, this is a slap in the face to the maker. It really is. He gives you a little anal colitis, and here you are trying to push it right out of you with a penis. I mean, he's only going to make it worse.
All right.
It's really spitting in the eye of the maker. If you think about it.
Yeah.
And this boyfriend of yours, this guy's a daredevil.
It's a fantasy of his, so I want to fulfill his fantasy.
Sarah, forget it.
Okay.
If it's his fantasy to risk your life, forget it.
So it's not worth it.
Forget it.
Okay. No.
That's a no.
Okay.
Yeah. I tell him it could kill you.
Okay.
And it'll kill your dad if he finds out.
Oh, yeah.
You understand?
Yes.
All right. Just relax over there.
Thank you.
God. All right. Why? The fact that you would even entertain it, and this is what I love about guys, too, still pushing.
Yeah.
You know? I know you've been crapping blood for a couple of years, and that it hurts to sit down, but how about I get a little A-action out of you? I mean, what do you say? I mean, you know, it has been a fantasy of mine all these years.
Yeah. You haven't had any blood in a little while.
So awful.
Yeah. Yeah, your stool looked pretty firm and normal coloration. Last one I examined, I don't see the problem here.
You just double down your sulfasalazine, everything'll be fine.
Plus, you know, if they're going to take the colon out, I mean, let's take it around the block. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I just started imagining what he's going to try doing when she has a colostomy.
Yeah,
you know what?
There's something to go for.
Please.
No, that's bad.
Yeah,
you all right?
No,
you're all right. Hold on. Jennifer's having a nervous breakdown, I told you. Slap her, Drew. She's coming undone over there. Chino?
Hello?
You're 13?
Yeah.
What's up?
My dad's trying to get custody of me.
Yeah.
All right.
And I don't want to go, and I just want to know what I can do about that.
How can he get you away from Mom?
How could he?
Yeah, if your mom is halfway put together, it's hard to get kids away from the mom.
Well, I used to live with him, and then I just stopped going.
Oh. Is your mom a problem?
Is my mom a problem? Oh, no.
All right, so it's unlikely he'd get custody.
She's not a junkie or anything?
Oh, no.
She doesn't have...
I don't know. My dad's just weird. He just lies a lot.
I would think...
And your mom doesn't have any big problems?
Not really.
All right. Well, then tell the court you want to stay with your mom.
But your dad lies a lot, so what is he saying things that aren't true about your mom?
Yeah, but I smoke weed, too, and he said he's going to take me for a drug test.
That's good. That's to help you.
Wait a minute. I'm starting to put together a slightly different picture, which is Chino's father sees a sort of chaos in the
home,
in the inmates that have taken over the asylum over there. Maybe he wants to step in and start doing some fathering, lay down the law a little.
He's like abusive and stuff when I was little.
He was
the main reason why I don't want to go over there.
All right. Well, you don't have to go anywhere you don't want to go, as long as you and your mom can put together a decent case. But you know what's going to help that is if you stop smoking the weed and start going to school and get your grades up and do all that stuff.
Grades and everything.
You do.
All right.
How about you stop smoking weed for a little bit?
Okay.
And that way, he will not be able to have that in his arsenal when he argues in court that your mother's unfit. You sure your mom wants you?
Oh yeah.
All right. Well, you'll be fine. You won't have to go then.
Could I ask Dr. Drew a question?
Yeah.
I was having sex about 2 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
and after I was done, it felt like I had hives, kind of. Like I was real nervous, and then I was itching, and I had red bumps after.
Where?
Just on my top of my hands and different places.
Huh? Yeah, some kind of allergic reaction.
Did you use a condom?
Yeah.
I wonder if it was a reaction to the latex, possibly.
Yeah.
Be real careful with that. Sometimes the latex allergies can be quite intense.
All right, buddy. You're 13.
Settle down.
Yeah.
Thank God for we use a condom, though, all right?
Yeah. Well, probably the hooker insisted on it. Chino, whose idea was that condom?
Oh, that was my idea.
All right. Just slow down a little, would you, with the weed and the sex?
Yeah.
You're 13.
Okay.
You got to have something to look forward to.
I know.
All right. Jesus
Dr.
Christ.
Dr. Dre, you wear Uggs.
Mm-hmm.
I love time. Uggs.
They're great.
That's good radio. Jennifer?
Yes?
You're 21?
What I wear, Uggs and Doc Martens. Those are my shoes.
Uggs
That's
are
it.
The best.
Jennifer?
Yeah?
What's up?
Yes.
That's you.
My daughter.
Call her, Jennifer. I'm sorry.
My daughter's 6 months old, and she was born with congenital adrenal hyperplasia.
Oh, interesting.
I don't know if you guys are familiar with
I'm familiar with that.
What is that?
It's an enzyme deficiency or abnormality in the adrenal glands that results in abnormal production of certain hormones from the adrenal glands. And they have fluid electrolyte problems and high blood pressure and excess hormones like testosterone flying around.
That was your baby?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So when she was in me, she got more testosterone than normal females would get.
Mm-hmm.
And she has ambiguous genitalia.
Mm-hmm.
And the endocrinologist and her urologist suggests surgery at a year to reconstruct.
How old is she now?
6 months.
6 months. And ambiguous genitalia means she has some of both?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it really just grew. Her clitoris is like the end of my pinky finger. And her labia grew shut.
Is what so shut?
Labia grows shut.
And there's just a little hole that she pees from.
I see, and that's about what I got. Does she have testes?
Well, but it's no.
No, she has ovaries.
Just ovaries.
It's all female. It's just
the again, the adrenal glands are producing too much testosterone, and so the genitalia sort of respond to that during development, and it moves it towards male.
Yeah,
we all start out female, and the male's genitals develop out of the female.
Listen, pal, I didn't start out no broad.
Listen, you're all male now. Don't get
that's
me wrong.
That's right.
Adam. I've seen
you.
It firsthand.
Thank you. Now, so you get she gets the operation, she gets on the adrenal stuff, and
yep.
She's all right, right?
Well, I'm wondering if I should let her make that choice.
Oh no! Oh boy, will she not like you if you do that?
Yeah,
that's something. I mean, you need to take care of that now.
Well, and he said she, by the way. So what choice?
Yeah. But I've also talked to other women who are in their 30s that have had it done, and they've lost sensation, but others went well. So,
but what
do they wish they had waited until they're an adult?
They wish their parents wouldn't have.
Would they have done?
Parents wouldn't have. Wouldn't they be?
Well, just
sort of
was medically necessary. Like she would have to be opened up,
right?
And the urologist said that her vagina and the urethra share the same
That's right. What is it that they wished they had waited for adulthood for?
Clitoral surgery.
That's the only thing they wish they'd waited on.
Yeah.
Well, what do they do with that? Cut it off? Shorten
it? Shrink it?
No, he said he would lift the top part up, because that's where
the hood is.
And then take a portion of the middle out and pull it back.
Yeah, that's
where
all.
It belongs.
Listen, even in countries...
So the business end was still intact?
Yeah.
So take the middle section out, not cut it off.
Yeah.
Yeah, they used to just cut them off.
Right.
And listen, even in countries where they do these female genital mutilations, there's studies that have shown that the women that actually have the clitoris is cut out, which some countries do, they tend to still have normal sexual functioning.
Right. But who are we to question their culture? That is their culture.
Why do they do that?
It's good for them. It works for them. It's fine.
Because they're freaked out by
women. Because they're fantastic people.
They sew the vagina.
True. How dare you pass judgment on another culture?
Yeah.
That is what they do. Just because we don't approve of... Well, this is our culture. We don't approve of it over here. All right, Jennifer. Jennifer Caller.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get whatever work you have to get done on your daughter to make her as close to normal as you humanly can. Okay? That is what she will thank you for.
Yes.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I swear to Christ, I think my dad had the center part of my penis cut out when I was younger. I noticed a little...
That would explain everything.
A little spherical scar about 3 inches apart. Right in the middle, I think
they must have cut out at least 3 inches.
At least, yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
Well, I was young. You know what I'm saying?
Equivalent.
Mm-hmm. Have to look into that. All right, have to check some of those family photo albums. John?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
You're 25. What's up?
Hey, first of all, Adam, I know you hear this every night, buddy, but I just got to say that you are without a doubt the funniest and most talented radio and television personality of our time.
Wow.
Howard Stern, Craig Kilborn, Tom Likas. Well, Tom Likas is a bad example. Everybody's more talented than him, but... Combine all of them, and you still kick their ass.
Why, thank you very much.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, this is the head of your fan club. You may remember me from such gifts as the subscription to Hustler, the bottle of wine, or most recently, the fart machine, which
yes.
I don't think you like too much because you failed to torture Drew and Anderson with that.
No, I do actually own a fart machine currently, but now that I have two homes and I don't want to transport the fart machine back and forth from one home to the next, I will leave yours at the other home.
Oh, okay, I see.
Thank you.
Good times. Hey, this is a question.
And by the way, I want to just say something that was that's funny. My buddy Daniel got me a subscription to Black Tail magazine for Christmas. I think he, what happens when you're young and you make a lot of money and you have a perverse sense of humor, you don't mind squandering hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars on just sort of joke and novelty items. He probably got 25 guys he knew a subscription to Black Tail magazine.
I don't think I've seen that one.
Oh, it's not for the faint of heart. It really isn't.
Really?
It's
Did you
scary.
Get a subscription to Hustler?
Yes.
Okay, good.
But what I did notice is I got something in the mail the other day. Now they take this Black Tail magazine and they put it in a brown paper bag so the world doesn't know you're subscribing to Black Tail magazine. Although between the Hustler, the Busty, and now Black Tail magazine,
the FBI are probably watching now. What are you talking about?
My mail carrier must think I'm just the most twisted guy in the world. And then comes the woodworking model airplane magazine and the Best of Opera Classics 3 set shows up. This guy's some kind of bizarre sexual eclectic grab bag over here. Like, I want to talk to this cat. I want to get to know him, but I got an envelope in the mail the other day. It was just a plain white envelope, nothing to script on it, although in the little window it said, "Dear subscriber to Black Tail Magazine," and I thought, geez, that's not as discreet as I'd like it to be. So they're looking for some change of address or something, but anyway, John, go ahead.
Okay, well, you know, I think this is a question you might have some fun with, because I don't think anyone's ever asked it before, but here's the deal. I just started dating this girl about a week and a half, and... she's a devout Catholic. She's Mexican, by the way. And the other night, she starts up with how she wants me to start going to church with her.
Mm-hmm.
Little does she know. Well, she knows I was, like, brought up Catholic, this, that, and the other thing. But little does she know that thanks to you, not totally because of you, but you helped, converted to, you know, an atheist, kind of just read between the lines.
And, you're proud, Adam?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an easier lifestyle.
I'm afraid this is going to be a deal breaker. And more than what I should do, because I know I've heard you talk about this a little bit on the air, could you reiterate some of your feelings on organized religion, life after death, that whole kind of thing? Because I don't think the Pope couldn't argue that there's no God with how well you are versed on this subject.
Well, it's just sort of fantasy and nonsense, and it was sort of born from people dying and people seeing loved ones passing and grieving and wanting to be, especially when you died at 26, 27. But, I mean, when you're basically, you have the mind of a chimp, and you see, your wife is eaten by red ants or speared by a wild boar or something, you must, being a superstitious person, think she's somewhere in a better place and not just, gathering worms in the ground. So you devise religion, and that's what religion is, which is don't screw up too badly, you'll be with your wife.
I think the more important question is how much does he want this woman?
No, well, listen, the whole thing is nonsense, but the good thing about being an atheist is you can do whatever you want. Do you understand? If you're dating a Jewish chick, you can go Jew. If you're going with Catholic, you go Catholic.
Well, what do you think happens when you die? I mean,
oh, listen, nothing. No, like no. You go the same. You ever run over a cat? That's where you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. You go the same place everyone else goes. Let me tell you where that is. Nowhere. Yeah. And this reincarnation stuff, nonsense.
What about ghosts and all that kind
nonsense,
of stuff?
Nonsense. Really? All just nonsense. None of it. Please. Because we're desperately, desperately grasping to this notion of something, somewhere.
There's so many stories out there about ghosts and hauntings.
Yeah,
and
it's all from the same screwballs who live in Louisiana. I've lived in North Hollywood my whole life, never seen a ghost, and no one I know sees a ghost. It's a regional thing. Plenty of people die here that their spirits just don't seem to move on or stay behind or whatever it is. It's always the same idiot who's into this stuff. And all these guys, all these homos that talk to the dead, and they're all these weird gay guys who can keep in touch with the people who have passed on. They have these meetings. Everyone holds hands. Oh, they're just playing into people's deepest, darkest fears. It's the same thing. It's the same thing like when you get your palm read or your tarot cards read. Oh, you're a very creative person. You're a very fascinating person. There's two sides of you. People don't understand you, but you're a genius. You're a genius. You haven't quite stumbled into what you're going to be doing, but you're very talented and you're compassionate. Very competitive and smart. Very smart. People don't know how smart you are. The other people that drive the forklifts at the Home Depot you work at, they don't know how smart you are. Am I right?
Have you seen a ghost?
No. But even either rationalist.
Nobody does.
Will believe that lots of things we don't see or know about. Lots of things.
Don't count on it. Here's the deal. When you're dead, the good news is you're gone and you won't know.
How do you know for sure?
You don't know.
You just don't know.
You don't know, but it's like people talk about God, they talk about religion, they talk about life after death, and they say, how do you know, how do you know, how do you know? I try to apply it toward any principle of science or anything, which is, it has not been proven, therefore it is not at this stage. You understand? You'll go nowhere. But that's fine, because you won't know. You'll be dead.
Right. So
don't worry about it. But listen, John.
Yeah.
You'll never get laid if you get in a bunch of bizarre philosophical conversations about the existence of God with this girl. Just suck it up and go to church a couple of days. you get something, then, you guys head out to the car and you really move in for the kill.
Right. Hey, Adam, one last thing before I go.
Yes.
Hey, just wanted to ask you a favor, if you could make a lifelong dream come true here. And before you say no
or tell me oral sex.
No. Before you say no or tell me to talk to Ann, just know that includes strippers and my entourage of strippers and BJs and lap dancers.
Your entourage of strippers?
Yes. Can I please, please, please be a guest on your show with my website, which I know you know that.
No. But you can come down here.
Yes.
Provided you bring more red wine and magazine subscriptions and hang out for a night.
Really? Why not?
I'll give you that. Listen. Pain in the ass. Why not? it's the same thing I have about God. Why should you? Not why not. Prove it. That's what I'm saying. Well, that's what I'm saying. No one gives a rat's ass about John, so he can't come on the show.
Can I say hi to Henry?
Who's Henry? Your God?
No. But I just remembered I was supposed to say hi.
All right.
Hi, Henry.
Anderson, what are you pointing to up there
the
that's distracting the hell out of me? You started pointing very early on in this call. All right. We will take ourselves a little break. When we come back, Drew, who are we going to talk to over there? Talk to Steve, who's 16. His wet dreams start out with a girl and end up with a hermaphrodite? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's bad times. After this. Oh, yeah. Everybody now. Jennifer Blanc is our guest tonight. You know her as Kendra from Dark Angel. Tuesday nights on Fox, 9 o'clock. Fox is Fox turned into a real powerhouse.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's been happening over the last few years, but remember when Fox was kind of a joke?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They've been doing well for a while. And
yeah, it's been some time. And yeah. But I mean, especially in the last few years. And they've been, you know, coming up, Simpsons and that kind of stuff. But it was pretty much The Simpsons and, you know, Party 5 and some shows like that. Yeah. But now they're pretty rounding out that schedule pretty good.
Got football.
And they got that, what is that? Sex Island.
Oh, Temptation Island.
They got you like that?
Talking about that.
Why do you like that?
Anderson.
It's uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable is just...
I don't really watch it that much.
Go ahead. Why do you like it, though?
I just really liked the idea.
Of people having sex?
No, I just, I don't know.
Yeah, listen.
I don't have a reason. It's intriguing to me.
Listen, it's incredibly intriguing. Just same way all those sort of triangles and cheating and all that tawdry stuff. I mean, all the stuff that all these good dramas were made of. All these
daytime
Beverly
dramas.
Hills 90210, yeah, right. all these daytime dramas, all those old shows like Dynasty and Dallas.
All right.
It's like people two-timing each other and backstabbing each other. But these people are actually doing it. But
it's actually kind of sad.
It's intriguing and
absolutely
sad and intrusive all at the same time. And nobody likes themselves for liking it, I'm sure. But they still
watch.
Like a car accident. But here's what I was thinking about earlier today because my mind is twisted. I was, for some reason, thinking about that show. What was it called again? Temptation Island. Yeah. And then I was thinking, you know, they filmed that thing probably 8-10 months ago. Could have been a year ago. And then I was thinking, you know where they ought to put the camera? Put it in the living room of the chick when her and her new boyfriend are now watching the show.
Oh.
Now, here's what I'm saying. All these beautiful women who they were put on the island and all these good-looking guys who they put on the island to be as sort of these temptress for the guys who are in relationships. Well, you know these people filmed this thing 6, 8, 10 months ago. Half of them have boyfriends now. And now them and their boyfriend get to sit around while this guy's girlfriend goes off to the hut to get laid. And this poor son of a bitch is like, yeah, I saw Monica on Temptation. She was all over that dude. Yeah, I think he banged her to get his girlfriend jealous or something. They were doing body shots off each other. They painted each other and had some sort of ritualistic sex. I mean, this is the real story. It's the poor guys and girls who have to sit there with their new boyfriends and girlfriends and watch them get laid on an island from a year earlier.
Or, I think the other
is
part of the story would be
ones, 6 months,
if any relationships came out of these hookings up.
Right.
Let's look at them now 6 months later.
Well, they'll
look
probably
the chaos and hell that they're in.
Probably do some kind of follow up. Steve?
Jennifer, I love you. Adam, you are my God.
Thank you. There you go.
Thank you. There you go.
Yes, I'm an atheist, but Adam, if there was a God, you'd be him.
Well, you're monotheistic. You have me as your God.
It'd be pantheistic there if it's your case, right? You're everywhere.
Yep. That's right.
Yeah.
But my question is
he sees you in everything. What, Steve?
My question is I'll start having dreams. It's been happening for like the last 2 or 3 weeks. I'll have a dream and I'll be having sex with a girl, and then, you know, I'll go down in the basement and all of a sudden, you know, oops, she's a hermaphrodite, and it scares the crap out of me.
And what do you think it means?
I don't know. I wanted to know if it meant I was gay or
no.
I,
doesn't.
You know,
so you go down on the girl in your dream.
Yeah.
Bad move, by the way. You know, I'm getting sex and dream. I'm getting oral for myself. I'm not going down on anyone while I'm asleep.
There are theories.
Quite generous.
That's low self-esteem there.
How's that low self-esteem?
It's kind of like dreaming you're playing baseball and, you know, just legging out an infield single or something. It's not very grandiose, you know?
Like if you're going to have a dream, at least
right,
be...
Right.
At least get your kicks in.
Well, it's like in real life, I'm here to please, Adam.
Good times. And so you go down and there's a penis there.
Yeah.
There is theories.
And then what do you do?
And then I like wake up and I'm thinking, oh my God.
It doesn't mean you're gay.
No.
And there are theories. It doesn't mean you're not gay either, though.
No.
And there are theories that during development, little boys go through a phase when they believe that their mom has a penis hidden in the vagina. And that's sort of normal development. And if something about that phase of development was problematic for you, it may be some sort of throwback to
that. Wait, what phase do you think?
Early.
Really?
Way early.
How do they know?
Regressive.
When they interview 13-month-old kids and they tell you they think there's a penis hiding in mommy?
In the process of certain psychoanalytic investigations.
No.
I'll bring in the text if
listen,
you like.
Listen, did you think
it's,
that?
It's
no.
A dream.
Well, not that I can remember. I happen to think that if that kind of thing happens, it probably only happens to disturbances at that stage of development.
All right.
But it's a dream. I mean, it's a dream. It's not real.
It's a dream and it's, you know, you're otherwise doing okay.
Yeah, I'm fine.
All right, Steve. Don't let it freak you out too much.
Yeah, our school needs new coaches, Adam. So if you want to come coach football at our school, then...
Yeah, I'd like to do that. Yeah. You know, the only reason I want to coach football is because I want to stand on that blocking sled with a whistle in my mouth yelling like a maniac and then do that one thing where I draw a kid off sides and I hold the ball out and tell him to all get down their stance and I go, hit! But I tell him to look at the ball, don't move until I move the ball, and I keep going, hit! And I don't move the ball, and then some fat kid lurches forward, and I go, you can all do a lap now. Yeah. And while you're on the lap, you can thank Mr. Higginstaller. And then they all start yelling at him, Higginstaller, you fat load. You know?
I know.
Yeah, that's the beauty of football. The beauty of football is psychological.
It's flat out abuse.
Yeah, abuse they give you.
Flat out abuse.
And how they single out like some poor 14-year-old kid and they do that.
For more abuse.
Yeah, and it's great. They'll go, we're going to do 10 more wind sprints. Why, coach? You said we were going to do it. Yeah, we're doing 10 more because Higginstaller was dogging it. Yeah. So you can all thank Higginstaller for the 10 more.
Yep.
And you get those trick questions. You guys tired? I was like, hold on, let's not answer. Let's huddle up.
Wait first.
Hold on a second. Now, if we say yes, he's going to say we're in bad shape. We got to do more. But if let's go. Okay. Maybe.
No, sir. Good, because you're getting 50 more laps.
Yes, we're tired. Oh, you're in horrible shape. All right, Richard. Hey,
yeah,
Richard.
What's up, man?
How are you? It's Richard Gunn. He plays Sketchy from Dark Angel.
Hey,
how's it going?
Good.
Where are you calling from, Richard?
I'm calling from Vancouver, Canada.
How, does a show come up there?
It's filmed up there.
We filmed up there.
No, I mean our show.
From Seattle, probably.
Yeah, your show does come up here.
Yeah, glad you two knew what I was talking
exactly
about.
I'm not exactly sure what station it's on, but it does come up here.
Oh, fantastic.
He's not actually listening to it. Be serious.
Somebody stole you to call.
No. One of the drivers on the show, he's like a big fan, and he told me it's up here.
Oh, well, good times. And
are you with him now?
No.
Is it freezing up there?
Yeah, it's a little cold up here.
Yeah, and how much longer you got up there before you get to come back?
I'm here till April 20th, at least.
Oh, Christ.
Yeah.
Where do you live when you're up there? You stay at a hotel?
No, I got an apartment.
Is it okay?
Yeah.
Is it okay?
Who else were you talking to that was living up there?
They said, I had a horrible place before.
They said half
a Hollywood. Had a horrible place before. Richard moved into Boys Town.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They
have a gay Canadian section?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, Richard moved into Boys Town
accidentally.
It
was like Vancouver or West Hollywood.
Wow. He had like 1970s leather couches and...
Mm-hmm.
And,
leopard print.
A lot of Canadian guys coming on to you?
No, not really.
Yeah. Well, does that disturb you in any way? I mean, is it not, don't find you attractive? Are you all right with it?
It's okay with me.
And you're very secure, Richard, because if I moved in the middle of Canadian Boys Town and nobody came on to me, I'd take a second look.
Well, what I've heard is that Canadian guys are a little bit less aggressive.
Yeah, I could imagine. There's nobody as ugly as an American. There really isn't. There just isn't.
Richard, can you put Noni on the phone?
Yeah, he actually has a question. I have his buddy, Noni, and he has a question he wants to ask you, doctor.
Noni's his assistant.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Wow, you've got your assistant up there.
Yeah, hold on a second. Noni, come get the phone.
Okay. I come get
what?
He's from Malaysia. So
oh, I see. Back. I see. Okay. Talk to Noni.
Noni, yes. Come get the phone.
Hello, this is Noni.
Hey, hi there, Noni.
Who is this?
You, this is Adam. That's Dr. Drew over there.
Yes, the show is very good.
You are you Richard's houseboy, Noni?
No, I'm not his houseboy, personal assistant.
I see, I see.
He just happens to stay with him at 11:30 at night.
Where are you from, Noni?
No, I'm from Malaysia, Kuala Lumpur.
Are you Kuala Lumpur, all right?
Yes,
I see.
Malaysia.
I see. You have a sex question?
Yes, I have a question about testicle.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you say it.
Well, just tell them what it is.
I have a bump on one of my testicles.
I see.
Don't know what it is, but it scared me. I don't know why.
It could be cancer.
I.
You're lucky we have good hospitals here and in Canada.
He's in Vancouver.
Yeah, well, they have a fabulous healthcare system there, too.
Just no diagnostic equipment. They have to come down to Seattle.
No insurance.
Yeah. No insurance.
No insurance. Well, maybe. Maybe if that son of a bitch Richard would start paying you a livable rate and providing healthcare insurance for you.
Yeah, you pay my.
In fact,
money.
I think Richard has a liability here if he doesn't take care of you.
Yes.
You don't know, Mr. Richard mistreat me very bad.
Yes, I'm sure that we do know. I can imagine. Yes, in fact, we're calling the authorities.
He's drugged up American actors. I know who they are.
Oh, good. Mr. Richard, you're in big trouble now.
Yeah.
Well, I don't, give me the phone back. I don't want this. Hello?
Is this Noni?
This is Noni.
Yeah.
Hi, Noni.
Hello.
Do you know who this is?
Yes, this is Miss Jennifer Blanc.
Yeah, you remember her.
Yes, very pretty actress.
Yes.
I like her. She's good.
Right. Now, what do you do for Richard? Do you draw him a bath?
I do everything he need me to do.
Mm-hmm. Do dry cleaning, things like that.
Yes. Do a phone call.
Right.
And
he's got quite a command of language, so you can understand why he wanted answering his calls.
Right. No, I know how it is. He wants
every time he say, do this, Noni, I do it.
Does he ever ask you to do anything compromising, anything sexual?
He like me do. I like do things to him.
Right. Right. I heard that he likes to watch you do things to yourself sometimes,
Adam,
too.
Call the Inquirer. Call the Inquirer.
What do you mean you like to do things to
him? Let them build a story around this.
He see me and Nikki.
All right. All right, Noni. Noni, please, put Richard back on before you get him in too much trouble. I'm sure.
Your clothes. Noni, give me the phone. I'm just
yeah, he's really...
You don't tell me what to say about him. You stay away from me. No, you don't get the phone.
I didn't know Andy Kaufman was still alive.
Noni, give Richard the phone.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Richard.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard what he said, but he really, the cat is out of the bag now. You may not be able to come back to the States.
You know what? He has a strange fantasy life.
No, I know, but I do believe at least 70% of what he said was true.
No,
but
you don't.
Listen, Richard, I'm going to let you...
The Inquirer will
let you down
judge.
Some high-octane beer and get back to your Canadian life. But thanks for calling up.
We do
appreciate
it. No problem, guys.
See you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Good times.
Bye.
That was Richard Gunn, who plays Sketchy from...
Dark Angel.
There you
Richard
go.
Richard and his altar.
That's right.
And we're going to break.
Oh, that was another guy.
I think that
was Richard.
That's right.
All right. We'll take ourselves a break.
That was his assistant.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Noni. We'll be back after this.
Loveline. We'll be right back.
Hey! Loveline. I'm Adam. That is true. Jennifer Blanc is our guest tonight from Dark Angel. She plays the fabulous Kendra. 9 o'clock Tuesday
fabulous
night.
Kendra.
Yeah. Why not?
Thank you.
Yeah, why not?
That was very nice of you.
Fox, Tuesdays, 9 o'clock. All right. Let's Let's see. Let's speak to Steve, who's 25. Steve?
Yeah, what's going on?
Hey.
My question's for the doc.
Yeah?
Here's the situation. Me and my girlfriend have been dating for about 4 years, and we actually haven't had sex yet. She wanted to wait until we actually got married, and I was cool with that. My question is, I stimulate her through oral sex and manual stimulation. My question is, when we actually do get married, will her body be so conditioned to that she won't be able to actually get a vaginal orgasm?
So she has orgasms that way?
Yeah, she has orgasms.
Well, it's not as though you train the vagina to certain kinds of orgasmic function. It really won't matter. She'll either be able to have it or she won't.
You don't?
I do.
I thought you did.
Some women don't have them through intercourse. That's just the way they are.
I can train an orgasm.
But I mean
a vagina, sorry.
That isn't training. That's coaxing.
Well, okay. What I do is I walk around. First off, I have a little clicker thing that makes the sound, and I don't call it a trick. I think I call it a condition or something.
And then
like
you have like a sardine or something.
No, I have a little waist pack with tampons in it. I will throw it a tampon if it does what I ask it to do.
Right.
You wonder why
it's called positive.
Why I shook my head?
Yeah,
because I find it bizarre how people sort of draw lines in the sand with their sexuality.
Right.
You know, it's like,
it's
we have anal sex, oral sex, but we don't have intercourse.
Right.
Because we want to save something for marriage. Like, well, that's so bizarre to me. They're very sexually active, it sounds like.
A lot of it is
still sex.
Spawned from that same sort of retarded religious stuff that doesn't make any sense to anybody. It's just kind of convenient. Steve, you're a religious guy?
What's that?
You're a religious guy?
Yeah.
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 Right.
Well, she may not have sex during orgasm during intercourse, and that's normal. Some women don't, and maybe she will eventually, or maybe she won't. But that's all normal. The fact that she has orgasm, it's fine.
When are you getting married?
What's that?
When are you getting married?
Well, we haven't set a date yet.
All right.
But sometime soon, probably in the summertime.
All right. So are you both virgins?
What's that?
Are you both virgins?
She is. I'm not.
I see.
So you can't.
Well, listen, she's going to like what she likes, and then you'll introduce something new, and she may like that.
Right.
She may enjoy it.
Or she may learn to like it. That's all.
And it's so
whatever
cool
it
that he's, like, cool with it.
Okay, so you can't condition.
You can't, like, train it, you know, what would the word be for that?
Right.
Break?
Yeah, decondition it or something. No, don't worry about it. It's fine. It's all good.
Okay. One more thing.
Yeah?
I wanted to know, what is the talking vagina have to say about it?
Oh. Good question.
Well, is that
Spudini?
The great Spudini.
Yeah.
But is that the senior Wences talking vagina?
Yes, that was the Wences.
Well,
yes, Spudini. Why don't you speak?
That's all right. I'm so used to your finger and your tongue. I cannot get used to anything else. I will not have an orgasm with anyone else. And another the penis. No! Keep the penis out of mouth. Get it out. Bring your finger back. Do not get near me with that swollen purple finger.
Is that right?
Is that right?
Okay, let's go on.
Oh, my God. Hey, listen, this guy, is he pulling our leg?
No.
He's religious. He doesn't believe in
it. But that's the retarded logic that people
right,
get into.
That's right. He's doing God knows what.
Except.
He's completely defacing the vagina with his fingers and mouth.
Again, the idea of virginity was originally chastity.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, no. Listen. Yeah, don't worry. You'll all get into heaven on a technicality. What do you think it is? A goddamn IRS? You think that's what God's running? You think it's like the Internal Revenue Service? Do you know what I mean? You retards. It's not a technicality that you can get a bypass, that you can bypass because you got a good lawyer. Please. We're not having any premarital intercourse. Yeah, he's finger banging her to death. His mouth is stuffed down there. She's having orgasms out the wazoo. But technically, oh, yes, just like a good tax shelter will do, he's not. Yeah, it's like a Nevada corporation or something. Please, you retards. And how grandiose can you get in your thinking? Go ahead, Chris. You're 19.
One thing I'd like to say, Adam, you're the smartest person in the entire world, but you will never get credit for it.
Oh, wait a minute. I think I just got some.
Yeah, a little bit. But
all right. Well, there. You proved your point.
Credit from any critic that thinks he knows what he's talking
about. No, no. They're jealous. That's why. They see me as a threat.
Yes. No, they
yeah, that's right.
Can't
they're jealous.
Can't appreciate his showmanship.
Not during my time, but I mean, look at, Rodin.
Mozart.
Mozart. All these guys. Picasso. No, he had money when he died, didn't Oof. He? Yeah, okay. Van Gogh. You know, these guys, they died penniless.
Monet.
They couldn't sell their stuff for a quarter. Now look at them. History is kind of them. Will be kind of me, too. Thank you for that.
Yeah, well, you got the main show.
Thank you.
But no showmanship.
That's it.
Anyways, my little problem is that when I get into sexual intercourse, I don't get any feeling, like emotional feeling towards the girl.
How many figure Chris has the opportunity to not have any feeling?
How would I figure that?
How often do you figure he?
Yeah.
Isn't that normal for a guy?
How much sex you get in there, Chris?
To my belief, probably an average amount compared to my friends.
Oh, really? Yes, but you're hanging around the guys with the windbreakers and the pocket liners and the pomade and the hair.
No, pocket protectors.
Right.
Really?
No, I'd say like probably once every 2 weeks.
Really?
Know?
Different person?
Sometimes yes. Sometimes
wow.
No.
Wow. That would be more than average.
That's going to cost a lot of money. Really? You're going out and having these sexual conquests on a regular basis?
Well, I'm in a band. We tour the area a little bit and groupies.
Wow.
And
you see why you got to start a band?
Again, a lot of guys do this where they don't have any emotional experience with sex. That's a sort of a normal male thing. I think what's bothering you is maybe you're feeling guilty that you're...
The thing is like, when I'm not having sex, I have, like, all... Well, at least with girlfriends, anyways. I have, like, all the love in the world for people I'm going out with. I'm, like, an extremely emotional person. But then the second we're in the bed or kitchen counter or whatever and we're into it, it's just like...
Does that ruin it? The relationship?
I don't really tend to tell the girl because I have a feeling it probably would.
All right. Okay, listen. Let me just summarize this very quickly. Guys have a lot of weird energy and weird emotions when it comes
especially.
To being intimate and then the feelings. The sex, and then there's emotion and intimacy and love, and they get all whacked out and screwed up when you're 19.
Yep.
You just try to keep your mind open.
Don't hurt
keep
other
moving
people.
Forward. Don't hit anyone in the eye with your penis, and it will sort itself out. Everyone has this at 19.
Yeah. Hello, this is your radio. Love Line will be right back.
Yep. That is it. All right. I want to thank Jennifer Blanc for coming in here from Dark Angel Tuesday nights on Fox and 9 o'clock, by the way. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.
It's good times. It was a relatively painless show. I was very tired and didn't feel like coming
in. It's Jennifer's
tonight.
Fourth visit.
It is my fourth visit.
Yeah. She only cried once. So.
She lost it again on this show.
I did. I lose it every time.
Anderson Cooper from The Mole will be in here tomorrow night. Then XFL Cheerleaders and Be Real from, of course, Cypress Hill is going to be in here later this week. So until next time, it's Adam Kroll for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.